Bartlett is the writer of this song of victory. He was enjoying being in good health in the mid-years of his life when a stroke hit him hard. He had worked for a music company that published Shape Note singing books. He also established the Hartford Music Institute to train teachers and musicians. But his stroke in 1939 left him partially paralyzed and unable to travel and sing as before. So he spent his new free time studying the Bible and counting his blessings. This was his last song of some 800. It was hard to write in his condition, but what words to write in that condition? Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Thank God for victory in Jesus.
And the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
That familiar theme, if I hit the right button. I saw that there's supposed to be two lights on for each controller.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was only one light over there, so a moment of panic, but we're all good and happy. Yeah. Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. I had a cord malfunction here.
Uh-oh.
I had something tied me up under here. I couldn't get enough leash on my headphones, so I was having to so we're just having all kind of technical difficulties behind the scenes here
Friday,
today.
It is Friday, right?
I'm hoping it's Friday. Yeah.
Going with that.
We'll stick with it anyway.
We will. Yeah. And it's Friday of 4th of July weekend, and a lot of folks already starting maybe a little extra time off. And AAA saying, bunch of folks going to be on the road, and they're reminding everybody about the slow down, move over law.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would, you just really can't argue with that, I should say.
No, yeah. It's one of those that makes complete sense.
Yep,
and
yep.
You wonder why we didn't institute it sooner.
Right, yeah.
But basically, it's saying that on the highway, if you see any type of not just police or emergency, which, you know, of course we know by the red or the blue flashing lights, but they wanted to make sure that we all understood that it's yellow flashing lights, mm-hmm. or any other type of emergency flashing lights. There are vehicles now, service vehicles,
yeah.
that run the interstates, tow trucks, many other things. And they were talking, they gave this statistic,
mm-hmm.
and they said sometimes, okay, here's where the shoulder, even when you have a shoulder, there's no shoulder on 26 for a good part of it in Western North Carolina. But they said we are talking from anywhere 4 to 6 inches is how close people are working to the white line on the outer lane. That's about the width of that pin.
About the length, Sorry to say, that's too close for me.
Or that mouse pad, if we want to give it the long.
Yeah, if we give it to.
And you think you're that close to a car running 55 or 60.
Yeah, see, that's just really, I mean, I don't know. God bless these guys and gals, I guess, that are working on the roads, working that close. Because, you know, they're such, I guess they're just under a lot of pressure. They have to try to keep the roads open, at all cost, really, because there's just so much depending on it. But on the other hand, they're trying to do the necessary repairs and things that need to happen, not only construction crews, but have you ever seen how wide one of those, rollback wreckers are? And if you're sitting, even if you're sitting on the shoulder, the bed of that truck is as wide as the shoulder and then some.
Hadn't thought about that.
And so they're trying to get out there and work up the side of their truck, trying to load a disabled vehicle on, and they're having to watch traffic constantly. I have a gentleman in my church. That's what he does. He is he's a big rig mechanic. Do service calls on the side of the road. They change their tires on the side of the road. Yeah. All this kind of stuff right there on the side of. And those big rigs sitting on the shoulder, there is no room to hardly even jack up a trailer and change a big rig tire on the side of the road. And so when you see those flashing lights, particularly, I see now that most fire engines have gone to red and blue on the rear flashing lights. Because that the obvious it's instead of the red and yellow that we used to have when I was in, they've gone to putting red and blue on them in North Carolina, so which is a plus, because I know North Carolina Highway Patrol, they run all blue on their cars, but a lot of I know the Sheriff's Office in Henderson County run red and blue, and now fire trucks are running red and blue on the rear, so if you see them coming up on an accident scene, when you see blue lights, people kind of like most
attention.
Of us, we're starting to slow
you
down.
You slow down no matter what speed you're going.
Yeah, that's right.
Automatic reflex to hit the brake.
Yeah, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, I was really surprised about the 4 to 6 inches.
Yeah.
Now, that's not in every case, but that's some of the workspace that some of these folks are dealing with. And what the move over law is that if you approach any type of emergency or authorized service vehicle, if you see flashers, and you can move into the opposite lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of what shoulder they're on. Sometimes they'll be on the inside shoulder. But you need to move over away from them and slow down if you can get over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they add, of course, you can't always get over because sometimes traffic's just too heavy. But in the event that you're not able to change lanes, you are at least to slow down.
Yeah.
And
try not to do it abruptly.
That's true.
And so, I'm just probably... I'm not ad-libbing this at all, but I'm just kind of adding to some of the observations I've seen. Don't get tunnel vision on just a couple of vehicles in front of you. You need to be looking down the road, okay, and constantly be on the defensive. Look in front of you, but also be looking down the road. And that way, if you're seeing taillights come on, you see emergency vehicles stopped. Don't all of a sudden slam on your brakes because guess what? The person behind you is not going to see it as fast, and you're going to have another accident. And there's where we see these back-to-back-to-back accidents happening on the interstates, particularly where there is no shoulders.
Yeah.
And emergency crews, I was on my way, matter of fact, going to that revival meeting over yonder in Bryson City, going through the construction over here on I-26, and there was an accident way ahead of us. And here I look back behind me, and here comes two highway patrol cars and the ambulance and the fire truck are all trying to get to the scene, and there's nowhere for us to go. None of us were. So what was happening, I was watching people literally at the airport exit, turning. We were going westbound. They were actually turning. People were getting off the interstate into the on-ramp so that the crews could get by, you know, because there was nowhere for anybody to go. And so, I mean, slow down, get over as far as you can. And if you can't, obviously, you know, do your very best to slow down and pass them with caution, because it is a dangerous. I can say all that because been there, done that. And I've literally, you can just feel the wind coming off these vehicles when you're working an accident scene. So,
well, they say that statistics currently are that there is a tow truck driver killed every other week.
That's the
statistics just for the tow truck drivers. And kind of just to add to that, if you are caught failing to abide by the slow down and move over law, you could be facing a $500 fine.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to be safe is the main reason.
Yep.
But if that doesn't, if that's not enough, incentive for you to abide by it, maybe $500 would be.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people have got $500 just laying around.
No, I don't know those kind of people.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't either.
We had a text earlier that said, I know that y'all have probably announced it, but I guess I missed it and was wondering where Brother Brian Coates is.
Right.
Well, Brother Brian's doing great. He, Brother Brian lives over in Madison County, in I guess the outskirts of Marshall.
Yeah.
Over around, because he pastors Arrington Branch Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And with the way gas prices are, Brother Brian just got to the point where he could not continue to make that trek every day.
Yeah.
And we understand, we were saddened, but we definitely understand. And he's still part of the staff. He'll work fill-ins for vacations and other special projects, but he's doing fine.
Yeah.
But again, just was not feasible for him to continue. So Brother Eddie graciously accepted that opening in the morning. And so Brother Eddie's now morning every day.
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
Well, you know, it's obviously, you know, I'm a few years older than Brian. He's still a young guy, you know. But it takes some getting used to, again, getting up early in the mornings. For a long time, you know, I do a lot of things, especially studying and all that stuff at night. So, because that's when the grandkids have gone to bed and, you know, it's quiet around the house. So I'd stay up a little bit later. And I'm looking for a pillow at 9 o'clock these days, most of the time, you know, because I get up about four. I get up at 4:30. Now, Brother Brian had to drive about an hour and 15 minutes to get here. And that's good driving on a good day, not to mention navigating I-26.
Yeah.
All the way through Asheville, not only coming through Asheville, but coming through the construction.
Yeah.
So there were times to where he was, I mean, I can just imagine just coming through that and your nerves shot by the time you get here. So, it works good. I mean, it takes me about 40 minutes to get here. From Saluda, but traffic's very light, and so I usually don't have any trouble, coming this way of a morning. Get up, you know, most of the time, get here about a quarter to six, so that being said, it's an adjustment, but it's working, and we praise the Lord for it, and of course, you know, there's a lot going on in the mornings, and so we're getting news together, and a lot of the programming comes in, and so we're putting all that together quickly in the mornings, and my voice changes throughout the day. People notice that. Somebody commented on it, said, "Why is your voice so deep in the mornings?" It's because, I mean, I guess it's just the way it is.
I've not talked to anyone.
Talked to anybody, and so my voice is just completely different when I first come on the air, and then. It kind of gets up to speed by the afternoon, and it starts all over again the next day. But Yeah. Appreciate everybody welcoming us in, and we're having a good time. So,
man,
thank the Lord.
And we're continuing to be very grateful for the progress that Sister Karen Fox continues to make.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little while for her to gain her strength. I had some communication with her yesterday, and she's able to start eating a little bit. She was kind of just on liquid, so because of her sugar levels, they were monitoring that. But she's doing better, and for that we are thankful. But it'll be a little while before she's back in the saddle again. And we've mentioned several times, but we remind you that if you'd like to send a card to Miss Karen, we'll be sure to get it to her. You can send it here, WGCR, just put attention, Karen Fox, 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768.
Yeah, glad to hear she's doing better.
Yeah, she is. One sick lady there, my goodness. And we're thankful for the Lord's intervention.
Yeah.
And we'll look forward
to it. Miss Karen's been with us a long time.
Yeah, she has been.
She's very, very long, a long time.
Yeah, she started with us. Karen and her parents lived over in the Weaverville area for a long, long time.
Yeah, because I remember she used to have to drive a pretty good ways, too.
She did. She drove from Weaverville, and she started back years ago when we owned WKJV in Asheville and broadcast simultaneously on both. And so Miss Karen was from that years and years ago. I don't know how many years, but that's been a few days.
But
thankful for her faithfulness through the years, and she's a great blessing to the ministry. And a good friend, and you continue to pray for her, if you would, that the Lord would just strengthen her.
Yeah.
Going to just take a little while for her to get up to speed.
Yeah. We all go through those times. As we get older, we just don't bounce back as quick.
Yeah.
As we used to. So,
Pastor says, you don't bounce. You just kind of fall and it hurts. Amen or me one.
That's right.
Well, we got the 4th of July coming up, and I've got a list of like fireworks and things that are going on.
Okay.
But I saw something, and I meant to mention it earlier, but I finally found the piece of paper. But they were talking that around this 4th of July, this weekend, now folks start celebrating. Somebody in my neighborhood has been celebrating for a couple of days. I don't know if their calendar's off. Maybe they're on, I don't know. I started to say non-daylight savings time, but that makes no difference. But I'm not really sure what calendar they're on. But they're shooting guns late. That's how they, you can't do fireworks, but that you can fire weapons. And a lot, my dogs don't like it. So anyway, but it kind of brought this up that more pets go missing this weekend than any other time of the year.
Right.
It's dogs have very sensitive, and cats, and even birds. They are talking about how many birds. I was like, well, I'd just make sure my cage door was shut there.
Yeah.
But the sensitive hearing of the animals. So they say, first off, make sure that you've got an identification tag on your pet in case they do get out.
Yeah.
They also have something that we called doggy downers. When we flew home when we lived in Texas, it's just like a mild sedative for a dog or a cat, because they have it. But when we would fly, our dog didn't like to fly. So we get that through the vet. But you want to make sure that it's vet prescribed.
Right.
Because that could go wrong really quickly.
Oh, sure.
Because they've got to take into consideration the weight of the animal. And it's not the same thing as people.
Mm-mm.
So please don't try to give your animal human medication whatsoever.
Not at all.
And they said the main thing is don't take your pet to 4th of July fireworks shows.
Yeah.
Unless your dog or cat is used to it. But I think all animals are skittish.
To some degree, yeah.
Well, hunting dogs, I guess maybe they would
be a
little...
they're trained.
Yeah.
I mean, they go through a lot of training to keep them, especially like if you're... They're used to that sound of the weapon firing. They're not so. These big giant booms and all this kind of stuff from fireworks shows. I don't know. I think most of us, if we humans jump whenever you hear that, then you can imagine, because their hearing is much more sensitive than ours.
Yeah, and get them in a safe spot if you can. They've got those, I don't know if they're called thunder jackets, or they've got those little things that you can put on your pet that Velcros, that makes them feel more secure in thunderstorms.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, again, dogs, most dogs don't like thunderstorms.
Yeah.
So just, I would say, keep them up, keep the doors closed so they can't get out. And if you're home, you know, maybe let them at least on the porch to where they're not so scared.
Keep them on a leash.
But inevitably, we'll get reports following 4th of July and bad storms of missing dogs or cats. Mainly dogs is what I remember. But be careful with them.
Yeah,
make sure they're tagged.
Yeah.
That, we found a pretty, after the 4th of July, I guess it was last year, we found a beautiful little boxer walking the road in our neighborhood, and he came up, he was hungry. You could tell he was somebody's pet.
Mm-hmm.
But we looked and around all the neighbors, it didn't belong to anybody that was in our immediate area, so we called animal control. So that would be the thing to do.
Sure.
And if you lose a pet, the first place you need to call is animal control.
Yeah.
Or your local animal shelter. And because if you, that's where they're going to be going if folks find them.
Yeah.
That's what you should do anyway.
Yep.
Well, traffic is traffic, Mercy.
Yeah, I tell you, it was, I spoke early this morning that it was moving well, and but, you know, that was early, as I mentioned. Because it's a Friday, and it's a holiday, and we already see them.
Oh,
they're on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
26. We're, now, you've got an accident showing, don't you?
I have one on 26 as well as 25A.
Well,
or on 25, actually.
I see them both now.
Yeah, it's right. One at the, it's in the, matter of fact, it's in the, where is it? Okay, is that? Yeah, that's the airport. So it is actually on Sweeten Creek. I had to zoom in here a little closer.
Oh.
So it's on Sweeten Creek on 25A is where that wreck is.
Right.
Just as you come around the curve, like you're headed over toward Asheville Christian Day School. So, that's where that wreck is.
It's right past Buck Shoals Road.
Yep.
Between that and Peacock Lane.
Yeah.
That would be a marker. That's got traffic backed up.
And it's got it backed up on, as a matter of fact, it's got it backed up on 25. I wonder why that is. Unless that's the, I don't know why that's backed up on 25. It's northbound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's backed up there. And it's backed all the way up to Haywood Road.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that issue is.
I don't either. I can't see how those two are related, it might be.
Yeah,
but
could be.
Just know 25 and Sweeten Creek are both kind of a mess right around 25 intersection with Airport Road.
Yeah.
And then on 26, it's going to be in that flat, I call it the flat, after you pass the French Broad River Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right up. It's right as you start in the curve heading up the hill toward the Parkway Bridge.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's, matter of fact, it's got traffic slowed down on both sides, looks like, because it's the westbound side is slow. It's off the pace, slow, all the way back to the airport. Matter of fact, past the airport, all the way back to Fletcher, it's off the pace.
And then you got a little break, and then you got a mess between Fletcher and Mountain Home and Hendersonville.
Okay. We're all just going to have to get those new, like the Jetsons, and start those cars that fly around and go over all this stuff, I guess. Then we'll start having crashes in the air.
Yeah, starting to say, I don't know if you can get away from it. But 26, if you can avoid it, it would be to your advantage.
Yeah.
East and westbound are stop and go from the Hendersonville area all the way into the 240 interchange that we call Malfunction Junction.
I'm sure that it's probably due to congestion, probably. Because they were supposed to, today, I think, supposed to have all the barriers and stuff moved out of the way and opening up all lanes, supposedly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But be safe out there.
Yeah,
give yourself plenty of time. And if you just start start packing lunch with you everywhere you go these days.
Take snacks.
Just take your food with you.
Just always have snacks.
Yeah.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, for sure.
Always take snacks. Well, I don't know if it'd be a snack for you, but it might take a little prep. But wild turkeys. I was trying to think of a transition here to this story, but okay. I don't know.
Right.
Officials with the Wildlife Resources Commission, they're asking for the public's help in reporting sightings of wild turkeys. I see them all the time.
Well, that's what I started to say. I'd have to keep their phone on speed dial.
I started to say, yeah, here we are again.
Yeah.
What they're saying is that if folks will report the sightings, it will give the commission data that they need to show their productivity. They call it the gobbler carryover and population trends, and it basically is helping them manage the state's turkey population.
Okay.
So they have, if you'll Google wild turkey sightings, mm-hmm. you get a little survey form, and I actually clicked on it because I wanted to see what it looked like.
All right.
And it's called a Wild Turkey Summer Observation Survey.
Mm.
I know that's a mouthful, but you'll get an ID once you report one.
Mm-hmm.
They give you an ID, and the survey period runs through the 31st of August. It started today, and what they're trying to do, they ask you, is to accurately identify and count and record the turkeys that you see.
Okay.
And then use a separate row for each groups that you see. So don't combine multiple groups into a daily total. They want specific locations. Like this morning, I saw two on my. Very rarely does a day go by I don't see them.
I know.
Them.
Yeah, you see them everywhere.
So So Wild Turkey Summer Observation Survey for those that want to help the Wildlife Resource Commission.
Well, you know, that used to be a big sport. You know, here in the mountains,
turkey hunting.
A lot of people used to turkey hunt. I don't see many people turkey hunting much anymore.
I mean,
a lot of people still do, but some, I don't hear about it as much.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some, I just don't hear about it much. I mean, not like deer hunting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of bear hunters left because a lot of that churned over to sanctuary stuff,
yeah.
you know, and all that stuff. But now, guess what? We have lots and lots of bears.
We do.
And now we have turkey populations, which are increasing because there's not a lot of turkey hunters out there.
So they're going to take this and
maybe
look
consideration.
At consideration. Yeah. For the future of turkey hunting. Maybe they'll increase bag limits or things like
interesting.
That. I don't know. I'm not saying
know.
They are.
Don't know.
But.
Yeah. The traffic situation on 25 North. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Christie. The Royal Pines Road to Lake Julian.
Mm.
Is blocked because they're cutting trees. Okay, so they got another tree crew over there working. So okay,
all right.
So that's slowing things down over there. And 9882 asked what time's the blood drive close, and they're taking walk-ins. And yes, they're taking walk-ins.
Mm-hmm.
It is still open, and it's open till 3:00 today.
Yes.
Okay, so again, 9882, come on in. Come on down.
Yeah, I'm looking at the waiting area on one of our cameras, and I don't see anybody sitting there.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and they did bring extra staff to accommodate for walk-ins.
Yeah, very good.
So, till 3:00.
3:00.
So I'd try to be here by 2:00.
Yeah, give yourself some time and give them time to when they get finished so they can get out of on schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can.
Well, we're going to go ahead, brother, if you would like. We'll go ahead and jump into, let's first talk about the weather.
Yeah.
And I'll find I was using the wrong mouse. That's why my computer wasn't doing
what
I thought
move,
it was.
Well, I didn't move your mouse.
It was my
over
bad. I just grabbed the wrong one. We do have the chance of showers and thunder showers.
Yeah.
And some of these, according to the National Weather Service, could be fairly strong with some gusty winds and frequent lightning. And they say also in some areas, isolated flooding may develop if you've got, you know, those showers and thunderstorms that produce a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So please be careful as you're out and about. And I know a lot of folks have outdoor plans or hope to. Just have a plan B.
Yeah.
In mind, if I know, like the Primitives, their singing starts tonight.
Yep.
I believe they've got a tent.
Yeah.
And they've got things in place in the event that the weather's not cooperating. But we have a chance of showers 60% for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it could change as we get closer. It could diminish or it could increase.
I made a comment earlier that, you know, it's kind of early for the dog days to start. We haven't quite seen those you know, old timers always call them the dog days of summer toward the end,
yeah.
you know, around August, when the end of July, first August, whenever yeah. you see that kind of pattern develop. But here we are early mm-hmm. In, you know, in July, obviously, and starting to see that summer-like pattern. And I think you mentioned it a little bit ago. We've got some of those pop up, and they're getting,
yeah.
some of them getting pretty nasty quick. Not necessarily in our area right away. North Georgia, I think, is yeah. where we're seeing those right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they could migrate this direction, so we'll have to watch them.
Yeah, and we got one that's kind of just kind of rolling there on the upper rims
yeah,
of the parkway.
That. Yeah,
and sometimes they'll sit there and they'll just kind of play themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Other times they'll grow in intensity and then they'll move down the valley.
Yeah.
And we'll see them in Pisgah Forest, even over in Mills River, kind of running through the valley there, coming off the parkway. Wait and see. I guess just keep the umbrella handy.
Yeah.
And if you're planning your menu, go with hot dogs. They're yeah. good even if it rains.
That's right. You can eat that anytime.
Doesn't hurt a hot dog to get wet.
No.
I don't no. know. Enjoy yourself. And we'll talk about fireworks in a little
bit. Build a bonfire. Build a campfire and roast a weenie in rain. I've done it plenty of times.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you a bit in the world.
Yeah, as long as it's not thundering, you can make some great memories there.
There you go.
Yeah. Enjoy and be safe.
All righty. Swap Shop items for today. If you've got something you'd like to get on today, you need to call us at 828-884-9427. Or if you've got something you'd like to list for the next couple of weeks or so, you can do it through our website, WGCR.net. Click on Swap Shop and enter your item there, and we'll do that for you free of charge as a service.
Yes.
Of Anchor
We're
Broadcasting.
Happy to.
Yeah. Rear wheel. They're looking for a rear wheel for a B model Alice Chalmer tractor. 696-6098, 696-6098.
Looking for either a puppy or an adult dog. They're looking for a pug. 696-9041, 696-9041.
And we have a date change for a neighborhood yard sale that was scheduled for tomorrow. And due to the rain forecast, the neighborhood yard sale for Dotson Flats scheduled for this Saturday has been moved to Saturday, July the 9th, starting at 8 o'clock. Dotson Flats is located across from TVS on Old 64. All right.
Two new tires, Super Cooper LSX 195-65 R15s. $50 for both of them. 577-9898, 577-9898.
Here's a free lift chair. Call for details at 553-6734, 553-6734.
And let me scroll down here. We've got, this is a zero-turn lawnmower. It's a Kubota FZ2100, three-cylinder diesel, zero-turn, runs good, has a little over 21,000 hours on it. They're asking $2,500. Also, they have a 16-foot utility trailer with loading ramps. It's in good shape for $2,000. Call or text at 384-4361 or 447-2627, 384-4361 or 447-2627.
And if you're looking for a place to rent, here's an extra clean two-bedroom, one-bath home located just 3 miles from Brevard. It's furnished, has a two-vehicle carport, a ramp entrance, a covered porch and deck, lawn maintenance included. No pets and no smoking. Background and credit check are required, $1,800 per month plus security deposit. Call 778-1366 or 553-4229, 778-1366 or 553-4229.
Fairview Rest Home is looking for a hairdresser that would be willing to come to the location for half a day per week, and you get to pick what day that is. If you'd like to be a blessing, why don't you give them a call? 628-1565, 628-1565.
I think that'll do it for our items, I believe.
All righty, let me jump screens here. And
okay.
Let me say happy birthday today to two missionary ladies, both in Alaska.
Yeah.
Today is Sister Natera Smith's birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Natera.
And then also Tammy Youngblood.
Happy birthday, Miss Tammy.
And I believe they are finishing up today.
Oh, that's right. They had
Cayenne Teen Camp.
Yeah, they had camp this week.
And I checked earlier, about midweek, to see how things were going. And the best report I got was that they had about 25 campers.
Oh, good.
Which for the first year is great.
Yeah.
And that the Lord was helping them.
Absolutely.
So we'll look forward to getting the results and hearing what the Lord did. Brother RR is up there.
Yeah.
Brother RR and Micaiah are counselors.
Yeah.
And so when Brother RR gets back, I'm sure we'll get a good rundown there of how it
and
went.
And I saw Brother Kevin had Miss Natera's husband, obviously missionary there, mm-hmm. at their church. We're in Bible school this week, and they showed video of all the kids singing, oh. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. And they put that video, posted it on the Brother Kevin's Facebook page. And so they were really excited. Had a good crowd, good crowd there at their church of young people for Bible school this year.
Amen. They're a precious couple. Sure appreciate both these families, the Youngbloods and the Smiths. And I pray these ladies enjoy a wonderful and blessed day. And then happy anniversary, 15 years to Jeremy and Julie Queen.
Babies.
They're just babies.
They're just babies. I have to say that to Jeremy because they're just babies.
Yeah, happy anniversary to y'all. God bless you. And, of course, Brother Jeremy, that recently voted in as pastor of the Hamburg Baptist Church in the Glenville community.
That's right.
And those folks there love them, and we understand why. And we love them, too. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Pray y'all have many, many more years together.
That's exactly right.
Well, if you want, we'll go ahead and jump into we'll just kind of do everything in Carolina calendar as time will allow. Yep.
All right, here we go. Here's Carson's Creek Baptist Church. Invites all ages, including adults, to Vacation Bible School Sunday, July the 10th at 5:30 p.m. for registration and classes, and then Monday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. with commencement on Wednesday night. The church will provide a meal each night to those in attendance. Pastor Eddie Dodson and the congregation welcome everyone.
The New Hope Baptist Church in Brevard invites children of all ages to their Kids Hope Field Day. That's coming up Wednesday, July 13th from 4 to 6. And the afternoon will include Bible stories, crafts, games, snacks, and get this, the Brain Freeze ice cream truck will be there from 5 to 6.
Huh.
Great name for an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
New Hope Baptist Church located at 76 Good Neighbor Drive in Brevard.
If I had time to talk about brain freeze, we could tell you what it causes, why it does that, but not right now.
I'll make a note.
We'll make a note.
We'll
come back to it. The Wolf Creek Baptist Church in Tuckasegee invites you to their 2022 camp meeting July the 31st through August the 5th. Sunday night services kick off at 6 p.m. with Pastor Bradley Chapel preaching Monday through Friday nights at 7 with preaching Monday night by the Reverend Bill Bruner. Tuesday, Pastor Pete Lee. Wednesday, the Reverend Claude Nicholson. Thursday, the Reverend Buster McCall, and Friday, Pastor Wayne Owen. There will be special music each night, and Pastor Alan Johnson and the dear folks at the Wolf Creek Baptist Church family invite you to join them. They're located at 12296 Canada Road in Tuckasegee, North Carolina.
And I skip that one of Bible school that's ending today.
Okay.
The Primitive Quartet invites you to Hominy Valley Sing. And with the Primitives traveling full-time, coming off the road, this will be the final year of probably the normal format. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll have future ones, but it's going to be a big time. Starts today and goes through Monday at the Hominy Valley Singing Grounds in Candler. 7 o'clock start time. The Primitives are singing every evening, and they'll be joined this evening by the Kingsmen as well as 11th Hour. Tomorrow, the Inspirations and the Troy Burns family. Sunday, the Jackson family, Journey Home and Dry Creek. And then on Monday, July 4th, a special tribute to veterans along with music with the Perrys and Paul Williams. Tickets are $20 for adults. Children 12 and under get in free. If you'd like more information, 667-8502 or visit them online at primitivequartet.com.
All right. I skipped that next one and went to the City of Brevard. Reminds customers that there will be no cardboard or garbage collection on Monday, July 4th. Monday's route will be collected on Wednesday, July the 6th.
The 49th Annual Columbus Fire Department Benefit Barbecue and Gospel Sing started yesterday and continues through Sunday, 7 o'clock every night at Columbus Veterans Park at 33 Gibson Street, directly across from the fire department. No admission charge, but a love offering will be received, with proceeds going to support the fire department's special projects. You're encouraged to bring a lawn chair. Groups include, let me get to tonight, Fields of Grace, the King James Boys, Colt Creek, and Skyward Blue. Saturday, the Principals, Greg Day, and the Atkins family, along with Edify. And then on Sunday, Reggie Sadler, Chosen, Right Side, and Mainline. Now, in the event of rain, they'll move inside the firehouse. For more information, 828-817-3722.
And the Stony Mountain Baptist Church is in revival this week, finishing up tonight, as far as we know, starting at 7 o'clock with Brother Tommy Wenzel preaching. Come and join them and worship together with them at the Stony Mountain Baptist Church, 3301 Asheville Highway in Hendersonville.
Monta Vista Camp Meeting cranks up next week, the 4th through the 8th, services at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Preachers include Gene West, Daniel Engel, Zane Fischel, Winston Parrish, Tommy Holder, Alan Barker, C.T. Townsend, Don Anderson, Joe Author, Daryl Hayes, Tyler Galden, Larry Sprouse, Jeremy Simpson, Ronald Roberts, Leonard Fletcher, Shane Jenkins, and Travis Spivey. For more information, contact Brother Lenny Cobb at 645-5146.
And you're invited to Vacation Bible School at Crossroads Baptist Church in Zirconia, starting Sunday night, July the 10th, going through Friday, July 15th, from 6 to 8 each evening. The Mighty God is this year's theme, with classes from ages newborn to 18 years old. Pastor Eddie Conard, myself, invites you to come and be with us there each night.
That'll be a big week.
It'll be a big week.
You're invited to VBS at Fairmont Baptist Church in Candler, July 18th through the 22nd at 7 o'clock each night. This year's theme, Farm Fresh Faith. There'll be a cookout on Saturday the 23rd from 12 to 2 and commencement on Sunday at 6 p.m. And this is for ages 0 to 126.
I like it.
I do too.
And you're invited to the Western North Carolina Camp Meeting July the 10th through the 15th, with Sunday services at 6 p.m. and then Monday through Friday at 7:30. The campgrounds are at 55 Baptist Camp Road in Candler. Preachers include on Sunday night, Brother Scott Dean; Monday, Brother Tony Finney; Tuesday, Brother Alfred Willis; Wednesday, Brother Tommy Turner; Thursday, Brother Andy Wells; and Friday, Brother Cody Zorn. Brother Jim Burns will be leading the music, and everyone is welcome.
And the Greer Camp Meeting underway. It continues tonight, 7:30. Brother Brian McBride preaching there. And then on Monday, they'll have special July 4th festivities. Service will start at 5 o'clock. And I believe they've got Brother Ralph Sexton Jr., Dr. David Gibbs.
Yeah.
And then I believe Brother Brian McBride will also be back on Monday. And then they will continue Tuesday through Friday of next week with different preachers each evening. And so I know you would enjoy your time there at the Greer Baptist Camp Meeting.
Okay. I appreciate Ms. Christy Norris listening to the scanner, getting all the caller has also called in saying that there's a wreck under the bridge at the Glen Bridge Road intersection on Highway 25, which is causing the delays there. So, yeah.
That we were seeing earlier.
So that's a problem there. So
yeah.
Be careful and watch out for those crews.
All right. Well, can you give us a brain freeze info in a couple of minutes?
Yeah,
it has to
do with the coldness touching the muscles. You ever notice, we really can't tell, but there's muscles that over the outside of our face and over the top of our scalp allows us to move our scalp.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, those muscles go into spasm when they get cold. And that's why it's like a brain freeze, because it literally causes those muscles to go into spasm.
Well, I've heard you could suck the roof of your mouth and make it better. Is that true?
Yeah. What you're doing is you're giving it a different impulse. You're telling your brain to focus on something else besides that. It's kind of like, if you ever want to get rid of a toothache?
Okay.
Take a clothespin. People don't know what clothespins are. You take a clothespin and clamp it to your earlobe.
Seriously?
I'm not kidding. Clamp down on your earlobe. It fakes your brain out. That's what it's doing.
I'm off.
And
of
it refocuses the pain from the toothache. It may not diminish it altogether, but it works.
Take the edge off.
It,
man,
it,
nothing's
it,
worse than a toothache.
Take it, take and clamp your earlobe. Now, you may come away with this.
It's okay.
You may come away with something on you. You mean a bruise on your earlobe. But, yeah, it works. It refocuses your brain.
I had no idea, but I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just.
You're a wealth of knowledge.
I'm just. I don't know about that. I don't know.
I do. I hope and pray everybody has a wonderful Independence Day weekend.
Yeah.
And on Monday, we'll be on a holiday schedule. And during this hour, it will be a special Good Old Gospel song from the files of our friend, our brother Roger Walton.
Yeah.
We honor his memory. And coming up, hard to believe, on a year since his homegoing. That's coming up July the 7th.
Yeah.
But we'll have a Good Old Gospel song and then a special message on America from Pastor Barton during the 5:15 drive time slot.
All righty.
Be in church on Sunday.
Be in church.
We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You're listening to WGCR, AM 720 and 94.9 FM, W235 CA, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, and WGCR.net.